Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today's Friday, April 21st. We're back with you. Excited about the weekend, Tori?
T-G-I-F. T-G-I-F.
Yes.
I sound like a real
you do.
Jerk.
It sounds very like cheerful in the morning.
Yeah.
It you want to try it again?
T-G-I-F.
Sounds like very energetic.
Yeah, right. No, it's exciting. Friday is exciting for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we have beautiful weather.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to it, you know. And we've got two beautiful guests in the studio. We'll get
to them
in just a moment. And they're not only beautiful, very talented,
very
too.
Very talented.
Got music going all over the place. And so... looking forward to that.
Yeah.
We're going to have an LA Talk Radio party tomorrow.
Party!
And none of you are invited, really. you know, but but we'll post pictures and stuff, you know, so you guys will see. I just hope it's a good turnout.
I'm
you know?
Sure it will be.
But, well, you don't know parties, you know. People sometimes tell you they'll come, they don't come.
That's true.
And they don't tell you they'll come, and then they show up.
Yes, and you're like, well, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, parties,
So sometimes, I mean, I just, you're tempted to just cancel the whole fucking thing and just say
that
the
hell
with it, right? But I thought, whatever, you know, we'll just do it. Because people keep asking me for it all the time,
you know?
And then they don't show up when you
exactly,
do the party.
Like, that's the annoying people who are like, when are you going to do this?
Right.
So people do that. When are you going to be at the Comedy Store? So then I book myself at the Comedy Store. Oh, I can't make it.
Exactly.
Well, fuck you
where
for telling me to go to the
Comedy Store.
Yeah,
been,
then
know?
Why am I doing this shit for my husband the 80th time? Oh, my God. I know it. It's so fucking.
I'm telling you,
I know.
You know.
But, you know, things don't always work out. It's funny. My husband and I went to the beach yesterday with the dogs because we were like, all right. Summer.
Beautiful time.
Beautiful. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We get to Malibu, and it is a lot windier than at normal. The main, you know, not at the beach.
Right.
So we go to lay down, and sand is whipping
at our God.
I mean, I'm exfoliating back and forth, like a full on. There's no one else. The dogs are like, this is awful.
Yeah, this is like sandblasting,
it's,
you know?
It literally, I felt like a good spa because I was getting a good exfoliation on my
there
skin.
There you go, you know?
But like, and then we tried to enjoy 420 and like, you know, have a joint and like enjoy it. And we were like, they kept going out and we're like, ugh. And then the wind in our faces. And it was like,
sounds like fun. And what
then,
a way to start your summer.
But, you know, and then we were like, but just look at the ocean and enjoy. And then we just got up and left after a little bit. But, you know, still enjoyable.
Yeah.
Still enjoyable.
Well, my attempted good time also went yesterday when I went downtown to a dispensary I was invited to.
And?
Okay. So I drive there. It takes me fucking... First of all, when you use Waze, don't take it literally. What you need to do...
It's like your mother. It's like your mother's advice.
Right.
Don't take it literally.
Exactly. So, I mean, I rely on Waze a lot, but you have to know how to use it.
Right.
What I mean is this. Don't always go with the first choice that it gives you for the routes. Look at the three routes, and because sometimes there'll be a difference of 2 minutes.
I know.
And it'll make you get off the freeway and get back on.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck's going on
here?
You know?
I got to say, Waze isn't at the prime it can be.
Right.
Because I'm making a left and then a left and then a left, and I want to kill myself. That's
exactly.
Not happening anymore.
No.
Especially in L.A. with these people. So, yeah, that's so it got you lost or it got you off the
freeway. Yeah, it got me off the freeway, and I'm like, I'm actually going slower than I would otherwise, you know? It's always easier to stay on the freeway when you can. I've realized that, you know?
Yeah.
The streets are just a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But
did you get to the dispensary?
So I got there.
Yeah.
I'm turning it. It turns out to be like there's a Food for Less, huge building for Food for Less, and the GPS is telling me to turn in the alley next to it. I'm going, what the hell's going on, right? Now, there's many cars there. It's like a traffic jam or something. A cop also conveniently between all the cars
and
stuff.
Right, okay.
So I'm driving down the alley, and then I'm looking to the right, and I see a line of like it had to be hundreds of people.
Oh, to get into the dispensary?
Well, I thought it was like Food for Less. I'm like, you know.
People are super hungry.
Yeah, because maybe they're giving away free food or something.
Or it's munchies.
That's a lot.
Or like,
never in my mind did I expect there would be that many people there. For one dispensary. I mean... usually dispensaries can handle, what, 20 people at most?
Yeah, they're small. They're small. They're almost like tiny little jewelry shops of happiness.
But this place is like turned out to be huge.
Yeah,
they just opened the new one.
This was like the Target of weed shops.
Right.
Yeah.
And I told myself, I said, oh, and of course, there's no parking. There's a guy by the parking telling everybody you can't come in.
This sucks.
Right? So you can't really do much. And this is like downtown, right?
Yeah, forget. Downtown is horrible to drive around.
So I texted my friend. I said, is there a way to get in, right? No answer. I said, fuck this. I'm going home.
Yeah, yeah.
And I told myself, I said, that figures. You know, every time you go to some kind of an event in LA, you have to. There's a million other people doing the same thing.
I have to admit, you got to be right. Unless, I got to be honest with you guys.
Yeah.
Unless you are who they are honoring at that red carpet.
Yeah.
It is not fun to attend a red carpet because you can't park. You can't figure out. Your feet hurt. There's not enough wine. You want to take shots. You can't really do it. It's very embarrassing. There's a whole situation happening
there. Really is.
So unless you are being honored with the Cecil B. DeMille Award and you somehow have turned into Meryl Streep, not that much fun to do a step and repeat.
No, no. You're right. You're absolutely right.
You know.
And I told myself, I said, they must be giving something away. So apparently they did. Maybe hats, T-shirts, whatever. I'm like, for this,
hats?
I would have stood in line.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if you were like, okay, what do I get? You wait all that time. They're like, here's a hat.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So then I finally get home. I see a text from him saying, yes, there is a way to get in. Are you here? I'm like, gone home. Maybe next year.
There's another 420 coming up the road.
Yeah.
You got it. But, you know, every day can be 420 if you live in L.A. So
that's true, right?
How about today?
But there's no, like, big events, you know? I mean, that's what I'm saying. When they had the Cannabis Cup, I went there. Same fucking thing. 2 miles from the venue, you can't even get through.
Right. And then
so I turned around and went back.
I got, and what I saw, which was very smart, were just kids. Remember, I live right by Supreme, which is the skateboard shop with all the new sneakers.
Oh, okay.
And people, there's permanent seats now around the block and to my house on the street. They are locked together for people to wait outside sleeping overnight for new sneakers when they come out every Tuesday. Helicopters come. Okay, so my neighborhood has turned into this like very trendy, like sportsy, like 420 friendly. Like I used to walk down the street like skipping, and now when I walk down Fairfax, people are like throwing joints at me and like yelling and like waiting in line, and like someone has a hamburger and like spitting at it. It's like it turned him back to the future when he's like, what the fuck happened? Biff is president. So anyway, they're selling munchies, just boxes of food to people just randomly because it's 420.
Wow.
And I was like, well, that is a good idea. And can I have a Snickers bar? But at the same time, you have changed. There's a lot changing.
Okay. Right, right. So then I thought, well, maybe I'll try another couple of dispensaries. Then I thought, what am I doing this for? You know, I mean, they don't even allow you to smoke there anymore. What am I going to do? Go say hi to a couple of potheads and go home?
Hey.
I mean, I didn't go for the freebies.
Right.
Who cares about, you know, a free joint or something? I'm not going to stand 2 hours in line.
God. Remember when I was like in my 20s and I would wait in line at a club.
Mm-hmm.
If I even seen three people outside and they're waiting for the valet, I'm not going to go in.
I know, right?
I'm not any line. No, too much. What do you got that I don't know?
But here you've got to wait for everything, even the elevator.
There's a thing about the line here. Yeah, there's a psychology about the line in LA.
Yeah.
There is. And I want no
part
of it.
I'll tell you what the psychology is. Too many fucking people. That's what it is. That's all the psychology.
It's also like there's idea of I'm waiting outside. Who is who?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. The velvet rope is like, well, I'm looking. Where are you? Who's who? And I'm like if you go out into a nice restaurant in LA, I promise you, and you dress up pretty well and you kind of do a top knot, maybe a messy bun.
Uh-huh.
I promise you, everyone will look and be like, well, who's that? 1 second, 2 second, 3 second. Nobody. We're back to our food.
Wow.
That's how it happens.
Wow. Oh, well.
Oh, it's a very terrible feeling.
Yeah.
But, you know, for those 3 seconds, you feel really good. Or like I walked into Craig's and there's all those paparazzi and I had some really cute shoes and they got ready and then, no, it's nobody. It's
That's
hilarious.
No, I wanted to, so your video came out yesterday, the new video, right? I mean, okay, excuse me, but I looked like 2 hours later, you had like 30,000 friggin' views. How does it happen, Tori? I've never seen anything like this. Suddenly, like a huge Southern mama or something, you know?
No, I hope so.
What's going on there?
I think that they like, they think I'm funny, which is always a plus.
Good.
I think they think I'm very relatable, and I wrote it, so it's very much like bloopers. It's very funny. So for people in their
That's
30s
awesome.
For women.
Yeah.
I'm always like air quoting it, but they want someone funny and not someone like, I'm a mom of 8 million children and I'm
That's
from
true.
Iowa. They want like a cool, like.
Yeah. Well, good. Build your brand that way.
Yeah.
And you see, you've got a great like vehicle
yeah.
with it, because they give you a lot of friggin' exposure.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen numbers like
that. They have a social media team that was with me the entire shoot. We shot three episodes in one day, and they would take pictures not only for Facebook and YouTube using different backgrounds for each social media. Some were square, some were rectangular.
Right.
I mean, they knew
what
screenshots to put on, and I'm like, what? I'm just with my dog on the floor.
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah, they were on top of it. Now, they are incredibly, this is Kin Community. They're a family channel. They're number one on YouTube. Now, what they are, it's more like women and lifestyle, but they are so analytically driven, meaning they have the graphs up of when you're spiking at every moment.
Right.
So they are incredibly strategic about when they put up, when they don't put up, what they do, who they do, what they say,
very
what
cool.
words.
Well, that's how you become number one, I guess, right?
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, they have like a half a million. Yeah, they're good.
Awesome. Well, so, congratulations
thank
to you.
Thank you.
You know?
I appreciate that.
Keep on
hack
keep
of all
on
trades,
going.
People. Take a look. Some fun life hacks. It
there
was all about
go.
Jewelry. And men can be interested. Casey wrote a note, our friend from the station.
Really?
Of saying how much he wants to go buy some jewelry now.
Okay.
Very good. Nice of him.
That's true. Well, I actually liked it. I can put
thank
comments.
You. Oh,
there,
that'd be
so
great.
Comments are good, right?
Yeah.
Everybody wants
I have
comments.
Like a lot of, those comments make you feel like the coolest thing in the world.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Some random person.
I know.
Yeah.
What's this music? Is this here? Oh, is that our guest? Okay, well, we might as well get
yeah,
to our
bring
guest
it too.
Now, right?
She's like, listen to me.
All right,
pay
cool.
attention.
I'm like, we hear everything. Our ears are very sensitive here.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get to our guest now. Let's turn on their mics. We're joined by Adriana and Annalisa. Welcome
yes.
to the show, guys.
Yay.
Thank you for
thank
joining
you
so us. Now, you wrote to me, you guys are from Mexico, right? And you're visiting here?
I am from Mexico.
Oh, you
yeah,
are from Mexico.
I am from Mexico.
And you live here, Annalisa?
I live here. I'm from the East, from the Bay Area.
Oh,
yeah,
well, so,
Southern
okay,
California.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So so you live in Mexico, where,
yeah.
Mexico City or something?
It's close to Mexico City. It's a city called Querétaro.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of Querétaro.
It sounds like a
yeah.
tap dancing move.
Yeah, that's easy to remember. Querétaro, yeah, okay.
Querétaro.
Okay, go on. So
how did you guys meet each other then?
Oh my God. It was about like 3 years ago because I was a student here. I was a music student in LACM.
Yeah, I just turned out everything because I just realized why we're friggin' like over modulated, which means it sounds a little like okay, never mind. Now it sounds better,
yeah,
don't
okay.
you think? Okay, go ahead.
Perfect.
So you were a student. Continue.
Yeah, I was a student in Los Angeles College of Music, and she was a student there as well.
Nice.
So yeah, that's how we met.
And also, we were really excited to meet each other because we're both girls who play electric guitar and produce.
Wow.
And
yeah.
we didn't really know anyone else who would be like, bro, I can do this lick on a guitar.
Wow,
exactly.
Yeah. That's very cool.
That's exactly. Super hot. Super hot.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I was just distracted. Where did this happen now? Where did you meet?
At Los Angeles College of Music.
Oh, okay, good. So
yeah.
You're both going. Now, what were you doing there living in Mexico?
I was just...
How did you end up in the school here?
Well, I really wanted to come here to LA and live and study here.
Really?
You know, like the whole music industry is here. So,
it's here, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You weren't about La Bamba, La Bamba, that kind
yeah.
of thing. That's not my style.
She's electric guitar. It's hard ass.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Damn.
Exactly. I had to come here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so did you start with a classical guitar when you were?
No.
No?
It was always electric guitar.
Always electric
wow.
guitar
for
from the
reason.
Beginning, right?
Yeah.
Blues.
For
yeah.
some reason. Exactly.
You see, that's what I wanted, but I had to start with the classical guitar because they were saying, well, you got to start at the bass, and that was a long time ago, too.
Yeah.
You know, you
got to
start at the bottom.
Like scales, remember? Like, scales for 18 years?
Right.
I don't want to do this.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And besides, my parents
exactly.
didn't want me to have a loud amplifier at home, you know, cranking
sure.
and stuff. So, but then when you learn to play, it's more pleasant to listen to.
It's a little bit
exactly.
more, yeah.
Right.
It's like
yeah.
drumming.
Oh. What about you, Andrea, Annalisa? You
yeah.
You grew up where? In the Bay Area.
Yeah, my town
How
was
did
called
you?
Hercules, but it's near like Berkeley, California. And so
oh, really?
So,
Hercules?
Yeah, Hercules,
cool.
yeah, Hercules exactly,
see,
yeah.
We got a lot of cool names in California, I'm telling
yeah,
you. You
yeah,
know, I have friends
yeah.
living in Paradise, California.
Nice.
So we
yeah.
got a lot of great places,
yeah.
right?
You know, I went to Michigan and they have Hell, Michigan.
Yeah.
It's real. They live in Hell.
That's
very strange.
Good. I know. Why would anybody name
just
it?
Just change it. Just change
yeah.
it to heaven. You
yeah,
have
exactly.
just it.
It's easy.
Very strange.
Of all the names in the world,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Never got it.
So now, at what age did you become introduced to the guitar?
The guitar, honestly, I feel like maybe when I got here 3 years ago, I really took it seriously. But before that, I would just kind of play. And I don't know. I would songwrite more than play guitar.
Really?
Yeah.
And what made you decide to move here? Also music?
I just really needed to leave my house.
Really? And go as far away as possible.
Yeah, I was going to go to Berklee College of Music on the East Coast. Nice. But
that's a very well-known college.
Yeah, yeah, and it's beautiful, but it's just like money. So
right.
I Googled like things to do in LA to be a music student, and we
that's
both
good.
Just found each other.
Wow, so you both thing. Took the yeah. path of actually going to school to learn what it is that you're going to be doing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very cool. So you wanted to get away from home. I mean, so did you not have a very good childhood? Let me ask you this about...
college therapy.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have any siblings?
Oh, yes, I have two.
Really?
I have a brother and a sister, an older brother and a younger sister.
I see. So you're in the middle.
I'm the middle.
Always the troublemaker,
always,
no?
Always, yep.
The middle is hard, I imagine. Right. I was the baby and just, like, beloved.
Really?
Just, yeah. I had no idea. Yeah. Yeah, I had it so easy. I had no idea.
That's so funny.
And then I met my husband was the baby, and we're like, everyone just loves us, right? And, like, no, middle kid.
Well, actually, I feel like I was the middle one who, like, was like, everybody loves me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I
kind of
was like pushing each one, like, pay attention to me. I sing, you know.
Wow. So early on, you needed to stand out, right?
I mean, yeah, somehow.
Well, that I think people are born with
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you're born with wanting the spotlight.
Yeah, I need the spotlight, yeah. You know, and whatever it takes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
100%.
So you grew up and you were laughing. Why, you didn't have a very good childhood? I mean, you don't. Okay, well, apparently not.
Yeah, that's like
we don't have
psychology to get on board.
So we won't deep. We won't.
Yeah, we won't go there.
Delve into there.
I mean,
how about yours, Adriana? How was your childhood?
Oh, mine
in Mexico?
was fine.
Mellow.
It was all right.
Mellow.
It was mellow.
Got a lot to report, right?
Yeah.
Now, what about siblings? Do you have?
I have a younger brother.
And a younger brother.
Yeah, he's a musician as well. He's a producer.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's cool, you know.
Yeah. So you came here. You went to school. What happened after that?
When you guys met, like, how did you? Was it fast? Like, this chemistry is going to work, or did you have to become friends?
It was super fast
because I would never shut up, and she like is pretty quiet.
Exactly, just like compliment each other.
Well, it's rare to find like a kismet of someone else like that.
Exactly. Kismet, yeah. You're Jewish.
Yeah, of course.
Yay.
But shared. Oh my God, member of the tribe right here.
No,
super Jew.
We're all Jews here.
Oh yeah, we're all Jews.
You're part of the tribe.
Too.
Yeah.
You too.
Me too.
Yeah. But so you grew up so you met and stuff, you went to school and all that. So you somehow you ended up in the same school, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what was the school like? I mean, did you feel like you're learning something, or was it more to build connections and meet people? What do you think?
More to meet people. She's laughing. Yeah. It was a networking thing.
They look at
it?
Each other before every answer.
Both.
I don't know about
it's
that.
It's both. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's both.
That's like business school is a lot of just how to network and meet people. And so this is a good idea in LA. It's a good idea to know how to meet people.
Yeah.
Oh,
so now when you go to music school, do you have to specialize in something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what did you specialize in?
Well, first we were vocalists.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But we end up switching to... What did you
it was like production at first, and then I stayed in vocals, and then
songwriting.
We both just want to do everything.
I know, exactly.
But you also realize you better learn a profession or something, like you said, production and all that, because that might pay the bills in the beginning, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can do it yourself. You can make it yourself, which you're doing, which is incredible.
Yeah.
Cool. So did you both manage to graduate, or did you leave in the middle? What happened? Okay, they left in the middle. All right. I can answer for them.
It doesn't matter. They got to meet each other. This is the important part of the story.
Exactly. Yeah.
There
exactly.
you go, you know.
That's
networking,
important. Networking.
So they went on a journey. And then when did you guys say, let's try to make music together?
Oof. I think... the beginning, didn't we?
Really?
Kind of.
So you felt you're going to collaborate and stuff early on and stuff because you both are talented, you both like music. Now, how about your tastes in music?
Yeah, good question.
Did you have similar tastes in the beginning?
Yeah.
Really?
Sure.
Yeah, honestly.
They're like, they probably have the same taste in guys too, right?
Actually, that's great.
No?
We laugh at each other. I'm like, ugh, no.
How's that possible?
I don't know how that
that's my best friend and I had very different tastes in men.
Yeah.
Really?
I was like, I want him tall and skinny. I'm like, I like him short and compact.
Like, more cushion for the cushion.
Yeah. But then I marry someone very tall and skinny, so it works out really well.
That's so funny.
That's very funny, yeah.
Wow.
So, so you guys started, when did you finally decide to start a band?
When did we When did that happen?
Man, I don't know.
I can't remember.
You guys would be terrible on the newlywed game.
Yeah, yeah, they don't know anything about each other.
What happened was that, like, in the beginning, I was sort of like, let's just do music, and I would kind of get us all together and make us play all my songs because I'm crazy. Uh-huh. And eventually, we kind of just started playing each other's, and she produces a lot of really amazing tracks that I forced her to show people because she's so amazing.
Wow. So you're a little shyer, it seems like.
I am.
Yeah, you're like, get out, you're like me.
I can't do anything.
Yeah. You're like me. Okay. Is a good compliment to each other. That's great.
Right.
Yeah.
But she seems like she drives a lot of this too. I mean, obviously, you know, I mean, it's like, so the band is essentially just the two of you, right?
Yeah.
So now when you perform, what do you have, like, regular players that play with you? How do you do that when you perform?
Yeah, regularly we do have a band that plays with us, but yeah, sometimes we play it like acoustically, so it's just her and me. Actually, we have a gig later tonight.
Wow. Oh, no. Okay, well, we're going to have to promote
Where
that.
Where is it? Where is it?
Republic of Five.
Oh my God, my husband, I love that place.
Oh my God, you should go.
We should. So what is the name? Do you guys have a name of the band, or is it just your name?
Of course, yeah, they do. What is it?
It's Afters.
Yeah. Afters?
Without the E.
Yeah, A-F-T-R-S.
Exactly.
Ooh, and what does that mean?
Yeah, well, should we actually tell? Because I don't know if this is good or not.
Tell.
Okay, but if we don't get in trouble.
We need to give him some marketing advice. Yeah, I agree. Okay, I'll tell you why, but go ahead.
We really, really like ice cream.
Oh.
Yeah. And the only thing that would get us out of our like slump of sitting there being like, what do you want to do today? I don't know. It would be cake or ice cream. Yeah. So we would get up and run to After's ice cream. And one day eating mint chip.
So we just.
We love ice cream. Let's just be After.
That's cool. That's cool.
We just took the E.
It's like Pearl Jam. Yeah. It's his Aunt Pearl who made good jam.
Yeah.
That was the name.
Wait, really? That's the story?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's hilarious. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wait, what are we talking about here? I mean, I don't get
the name
it.
Of
what's
the band
Afters is, no, I know, but
is the
afters?
Ice cream store they would go to before writing.
Oh, an ice cream store.
Yeah. They love ice cream.
And you expect everybody to know this?
No, we don't want anyone to know because
so then you took out the E.
Yeah.
Okay. You made it complicated for everyone, Annalisa. Excuse me. I don't mean to criticize, okay?
I like it.
But I've put quite a few years in marketing and business. Let me tell you something, okay? We were looking for you on Google. We couldn't find you. I looked for you on Facebook. I couldn't find you. Because it's like you've got to do research beforehand and say, okay, who's already got it out there and what are people going to have in mind? Yeah. And it keeps bringing up this movie association in Australia. And, you know, no, I'm saying, you know.
Well, to be fair, we're like pretty new because we kind of do everything by just the passion of the moment.
Yeah.
And
so absolutely.
Social media has been carrying us a lot. And our SoundCloud, actually, that's how a lot of people, we've gotten a lot of, like, I got a contest for one of my songs. I got to meet Mike Posner.
Wow.
And he got to critique the song that actually I gave you guys.
We're going to listen to it in just
that's
a moment.
Awesome.
And Adriana's got
very
a lot of,
cool.
Because sometimes it can come from just like a viral, like social media. And it can be very organic. Yeah, or totally you can plan it, market, and do it that way. But it sometimes can be both.
Yeah, totally.
I have a better idea for you, and it'd be a great story, too. Why don't you change your name to like Sam and Tori or something, you know? and then people will ask you why. You'll have a story to tell.
I like ice cream better.
Exactly. The hell with the ice cream story. You'll say, you'll go, we went to a radio show. We really like the hosts. So, you really have to toot your own horn and do what you have to do. But I see you guys got quite a bit of attention on SoundCloud and probably elsewhere, iTunes and all that. Are you in all these places yet?
Not yet.
We're still pretty fresh.
That's okay. Well, that's why you're here. We're here to introduce you to the world.
That's the whole idea of it. It's step by step by step. And sometimes the steps go horizontal and diagonally and sometimes downwards. Yeah. And I've gone downwards.
Well, the thing is, too, is that as like because we like production, electric guitar, we love songwriting in so many different styles, we're kind of just feeling it out as we go. And we really like the direction we're taking. She's actually Adriana is more of a, like a producer, kind of James Blakey. And I like the grungy rock, so we're kind of combining the two, and
exactly
that's why Afters is actually like a we call it a live duo where we can present our solo artist.
That's cool.
We want to help each other, like, you know, we support each other and our friends, and that's actually why we like our schools, because we're not competitive. We all just very supportive. So.
Right. Yeah. That's very cool. Okay, so let's listen to some of the music.
Yeah, let them rock out.
We have a couple of tracks. Which one should we play first? I already know, or Itchy Skin.
Adriana's
itchy skin.
We can use okay, let's listen to
which one came out first. I already know, right?
I think it was yours actually.
I like to see like the progression of music and stuff. So
itchy skin was first.
Itchy skin, guys.
Came out first. Okay, yeah. So let's try that one and see. This is afters.
Ooh. I'm already on board. Is this you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Shiny and untouchable like glue. But when I open my eyes, it's all that I know. I've got a new if I could get a new baby, then maybe I could get to
so this is like only you singing in this song? Okay.
So cool.
Thank you.
It really is.
I cried for many months trying to make this song.
Really?
It has to be good.
I'm like picturing a scene from Fifty Shades of Grey or something.
I totally am too. Or Atomic Blonde. I'm like Charlize Theron is walking. It's nighttime and raining. It's very high heels. She kills someone with her hand. It's very cinematic.
I love it.
It's
thank
super
you.
Cinematic.
Very.
That makes me happy. Yeah.
And it gives room to breathe for like the scene still. There's thank a lot you. Of empty space. Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm glad my skin is not getting itchy because I thought Mike listening to the song, but
very sexy.
It's a very sexy,
sexy.
Yeah, very
wow.
Cool. How did this song come about for you?
Man, honestly, it's supposed to be very. Now it's very symbolic about you know you want to get out of your own skin and you don't like who you are. But at the time, I just had a lot of acne.
Oh, wow.
And I just was so angry because I've been battling it for years and it's just something where I work really hard and I just it wasn't going away so I wanted to rip off my skin and I just started writing a song about
wow,
it.
Wow, and I'm sure I mean it must have been difficult for you growing up and stuff and and it left a mark you know so you had
everyone
to
has yeah kids literally. Have something yeah, yeah. literally yeah. kids have something that they and for you that was probably like really a trigger
yeah I mean yeah and of course it goes deeper as time goes on
sure
you know, it could represent a bunch
it
of
it could
things,
be anything but
you know
that's
yeah.
Low,
all
it's a cool
the insecurities
story.
And stuff about
yeah.
yourself
yeah
right.
That you don't like about yourself.
So it's good. You got it out in the...
My pooch belly. Yeah. I should have been like, my pooch belly. It flaps around.
Yeah. So you got it out there in the real world, and there you are, you know?
Yeah, thank you. That's great.
Good.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Cool.
I love
it. Thank you.
So let's we listen to the next one. That one is you, right,
yeah.
Adriana?
Yeah.
And that one is I Already Know. The group is Afters. And tell us a little bit about this song, Adriana.
Well, that song, it was kind of similar, actually. Because it's about, I guess, just like something you don't like about yourself.
Sure.
And you're just like trying to hide it.
Right.
Or just like trying to not accept it, maybe.
Sure.
Right,
so
right.
That's,
so that's a similar situation,
exactly.
Right?
That's, maybe that's why we're friends. Like, I hate myself. Be my friend.
I know. Let's all commiserate together, you know?
That's horrible.
After the ice cream. Which one is this called, Sam?
This one is called I Already Know.
I Already Know, yeah. Okay.
And so let's listen to this one. I'm thinking sex on this one too.
It's still sexy.
Yeah, right?
It's the triangle.
Yeah. Both very talented,
yeah,
you know.
So I mean,
those voices.
Amazing.
I mean, you really sound. I mean, this is
so
not
professional.
Like, yeah, this is not like amateur.
No,
stuff, you know?
it's like filled with sound and texture and color and really
and
cool.
You really did a good production on this.
Yeah,
so, what musicians did you guys use for this?
Ourselves.
Really?
Yeah. It's
all the instruments.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we produced it.
Let me rephrase this. They're very talented.
Yeah, I agree. That is unheard of when you think
Thanks
of
a lot.
And you never know, but like two young girls that have the same passion and vision and really work similarly. It seems like what a rare thing to have found each other. And they both have hot names, like you know, like
Adriana.
Lisa, like hot.
Yeah. So everything, you got everything working for you, you know, and
so
stuff
much.
Like that. So the hell with the acne and all the other insecurities.
Yeah, but keep writing about it. Yeah.
You have a lot to offer the world.
That's
you
right.
know, there you go.
Thank you so much.
How did you, being from Mexico, did you come here early on in your life, or how did this happen?
Or just for the college?
Your English is impeccable. You
oh,
know, I mean, you sound like you were born here.
Not really, but thank you so much.
Not really.
No, I just came here about 3 years ago, just for college.
Really?
And had you spoken English in Mexico or no?
Yeah, I was a kid.
Got it.
Yeah that's
from
why.
School,
yeah.
From school, yeah.
Sure.
Very good.
What would be like dream of yours? Like when he said 50 Shades of Grey and you like clapped your hands, like would it be in a movie for you? Is it different for you? Like what is your dream to have your music in?
I mean, I don't know.
If you could close your eyes and be like, it would be here. Would it be on the radio? Would it be in a movie? Would it be on a TV show? Would it be commercial?
I think for me, like, a big movie or the radio. But I mean, I'm in it to win it. I want to just play stadiums, you know?
That's my dream.
But yeah, that's my dream.
Yeah.
That's your ultimate goal.
Because it could be, it feels very cinematic and sort of visual in a way.
Yeah.
Super cinematic.
I would love to put it in a movie. That'd be great. Yeah.
I could see that.
Very cool. So you guys have a bond, obviously, too. You're good friends and everything, right? Are you like best friends? I mean, so you like you're connected.
Soul sisters.
Yeah.
Do you want to show the
what?
Ooh, they have matching tattoos.
We're very LA now. Oh, we have matching moon tattoos on our wrists. So there's no going back from here.
Oh, my God.
And they are not of ice cream. It's of the moon.
Yeah.
It's of the moon. Beautiful.
Yeah, not ice cream.
Because we're crazy.
Yeah.
That's so neat.
Yeah, I don't know. I know a couple of women that are like really good friends. Okay, now I'm not saying this, but they have like the best time and everything. But I asked them. I said, "What are you guys gonna do when one of you gets married? You know, what's gonna happen to that bond?"
Yeah. You know,
and what happens is neither one of them gets married.
Yeah, they just say it's a gray garden situation
because they're married to each other already.
Some people.
Now is that the case with you guys?
I'm looking at her like, oh God.
And I don't mean it like sexually or anything, but you know, like friends where you're like totally.
Well, you know, the funny thing is we actually have been roommates as well, and we actually shared the same room.
It's
ridiculous how
very enmeshed you guys are.
How enmeshed we are.
Wow.
We have a similar situation with our other roommates where they never leave each other's side, so.
That's very cool. Yeah. But
it's good in this industry to have someone like that.
Yeah.
Because it can be a lonely, sad little world.
Exactly.
Yeah, and if you have a buddy, it's a good buddy system.
Yeah, you have somebody to cry, laugh. You're like, my songs suck, mine too. And then, you know, and then we celebrate when we like them. So.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty much how it is.
Yeah. Well, somehow I'd like to be in the middle, but.
Inappropriate. Yeah. Wrong.
Inappropriate, but hey, you know. You gotta totally same as you see them, you know.
Hashtag
I mean, it's yeah.
Hashtag
it's,
inappropriate.
It's the songs that put me in the mood. But at any rate, the group is Afters, and you can find out more about them, I guess, on Facebook, Instagram,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And what are your handles there?
/AFTRS Music.
Nice.
You
got it.
Yeah. AFTRS Music, and that's probably if you wanna listen to the songs, obviously on SoundCloud. AFTRS Musica, which is cool. I like that. Sounds exotic and everything.
Mexican
flavor.
Yeah.
Mexican flavor.
Yeah.
Now, so let me ask you this, Adriana. Have you written anything in Spanish that?
Yeah, I have actually. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I don't have anything on the internet yet, but yeah, I've co-written a lot with my Ecuadorian friend.
Shout out to
H Groove. Yeah.
Who else? Who else are we shouting out to?
H Groove has a song. What is the song on the
Sueño?
Oh, no, his Sueño song one. That's out with a music video right now.
Oh my God.
What's it called?
Sueño means dream, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I dated someone named Esteban in seventh grade and he kept calling me his Sueño.
Oh.
And I didn't know what it meant, but I pretended to. And it turned out to be dream. And now I'm using that information so many years later. Fantastic.
Comes in handy,
it comes
right?
in handy. 20 years later, 30 years later. That's true. No, I wasn't like five. Okay.
That's awesome. So you guys like LA, right? I mean, you like living here, both of you, right?
It's amazing. I love LA.
Would you want to stay here forever? Yeah, you'd want to live here forever.
Yeah. Until we use it up.
No. Yeah.
Right.
She's
so
conquered.
You still get some time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, San Francisco sounds cool. You know, my son goes to school there, and he says how, I mean, I was there. We went to, like, this Dolores Park or something. Uh-huh. You know that place?
Yeah.
Yeah, that big park, right?
Yeah, big park.
People sit there smoking weed, like everybody.
San Fran
and,
is very
yeah,
busy.
And the cops are walking by and say nothing.
That's awesome.
So that's San Francisco.
Why are we there right now?
I know. Why am I here, you know? We're, like, so conservative down here compared to San Francisco.
No.
But
you know why we're not there? Because it's $8 million a square foot. That's why
I
we're
guess,
not there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Plus, you can come here for shelter. We protect people from bad families and bad childhood.
That's right.
I know. Mom, Dad, I love you. I had a great childhood. We're just all crazy. That's all.
I have a crazy family,
too. We're all
crazy.
No,
I'm making
crazy.
It up, folks. I'm
I love you, Mom and Dad. Please don't.
Yeah, exactly. She hasn't revealed anything.
No.
Relax.
We're all crazy. We all have crazy families.
You got a good daughter that knows how to filter things.
And she knows how to kick ass and take names later. Very nice job. I never got that expression. Who's taking the names down? And why? Anyway.
Yeah, what does that expression mean?
I think it's like if they're suing after, like you get their information, but I don't think that's it. I don't think that's it.
Yeah, let's take back the whole story.
Yeah.
That was a dream I had. It wasn't real.
Yeah. So who are some of your people that you really love to listen to? Very different inspirations.
Ooh, yeah.
Because I got like an Imogen Heap thing from you.
You
what about you?
Okay. You go first because I talk too much.
Well, I mean,
you do.
That's what we're friends.
At least she's aware of it.
I know.
You know?
I love
That's
her. This is just
thing,
like me.
You know?
Just like me. I'm talking way too much.
But you see, you compliment each other.
Oh,
you know?
Exactly.
That's the thing.
Yeah,
you don't have clashing personalities.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Imagine if I would like talk as much as you do.
It'd be terrible.
It would be terrible.
So she does more of the listening. Go ahead. But now it's your turn.
Well, I listen to a lot of kind of like electronic music, but like more like chill electronic music, kind of like James Blake or Chet Faker. or I don't know, like BXX.
Nice.
Stuff like that.
Nice.
Like more chill.
Nice. And yeah. then you're more grungy rock.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I love the Kills. I love them so much. I will intern for you, Jamie Hintz, please. Or Alison Mosshart.
But a little harder edged.
Yeah, like PJ Harvey type stuff. But yeah, I mean, I like a lot of things that she likes too. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we complement each other.
And you can kind of hear that mix in the music, I feel like. I get that like easygoing beach, but I'm a little bit serious about it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I like that. Yeah. It's good.
That's very awesome. Cool. So now what's next in store for you guys? I mean, how do you plan on moving forward with this? How do women that love to sing and have a bond, how do you go about really singing the stadiums? How do you get there?
Step by step.
Oh, my God. Yeah, man. I think just – what do you have any ideas?
No.
You haven't discussed it yet.
No,
you guys need the roadmap.
I feel like we're constantly practicing. We're constantly producing, writing new songs. If we have an idea to do a side project, for instance, she produces like James Blake type stuff, right. and so I kind of like push her to get that stuff done, and we kind of just go where the wind takes us. Mm-hmm. We're yeah. artists, you know.
Right.
So we just kind of keep pushing forward. And,
yeah. Always working.
Yeah. Always. And our school actually has a great business sort of class and program where they really help us lay out the steps of what to do. So we have a great support
exactly.
system at school.
Yeah. It's really cool. And there's a lot of information out there, books, internet.
And like no one
like
takes
that,
the same
know?
Path as the other person. It's crazy. Right. You can say this is the way to do it and then someone does it the totally opposite way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The like point is to get people to sample what you offer, you know,
sure.
and see if they like it or not, you know, and that's exactly. it. But as a creative, you don't do things in order to sell them. You do things because that's what you want to do, and you want to express yourself and so forth. So this is cool. Now we heard a song from each one of you. Have you guys started harmonizing and stuff yet?
Yeah. Like
singing together, like duets.
Oh yeah.
You do sing duets.
Whenever we're playing live, we do harmonies for each other. We play for each other.
Guitar,
we both play guitar.
Yeah.
And how do you guys get gigs like this or Republic of Pie? Are you reaching out yourselves or do you have a publicist?
Yeah.
So it's just you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're reaching out ourselves.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Just like cold calling, just like good for them.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, tonight's actually our first gig as
actors,
so we're really excited. Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Are you gonna have a bunch of people coming out?
Hopefully to the one on the 29th at the Hotel Cafe and the Mint on the 2nd.
Wow, and you guys are just booking these yourselves.
Yeah,
so
we are.
Wow,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
I would suggest getting some kind of website so people can at least see where. Just make it like at Wix or something.
Yeah,
and show just banner where you're gonna be next. That's it.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
They're still at an early stage, you know. I mean, we're still seeing.
Yeah,
them
but you
while
can
they're
make,
still in the producing mode.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
That Wix thing, I made it in half an hour, and it's $10 or something.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
Yeah.
But only if it's just simple with just where you're going to be, and you can be like, yeah, check out the website. It's so easy.
Yeah.
That's
the next step.
Wix.com. Do it this afternoon. Yeah. You're fine.
Right. And maybe rethinking the band's name.
No,
I mean,
like
I hate to do this to you.
Oh, I like afters.
But wait a minute.
Well, if we can manipulate Google Analytics,
right.
then we can.
Exactly. You're fine.
You know, we can get it.
You want
a PR person?
You can't manipulate Google Analytics.
Yeah, there's
like a PR person can do it.
You can write. I know. I'm so crazy. I know all these tricks. I can.
No, I know. But so you can outsmart Google.
No, you just work it.
You just
write articles. You get people to write articles about
right,
it.
Right, so that, okay, so that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
But you're not really...
if you pound Google Analytics, like the PR people are doing, I'm doing it with them, they put all the articles in the beginning, and then it does force Google to put you first.
Yeah,
okay.
True.
So there is a way to sort of play the system.
Yeah.
Right.
It doesn't
right.
take... It's not that
yeah,
hard.
But the word she used was like... what word did you use with Google... what did you say? Outsmart? No, not outsmart.
Oh, manipulate?
Manipulate.
Yeah, that's how you do
not
it.
Not really manipulate, not, but kind of just work it.
Work
exactly.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what
good
I mean.
Good job.
Yeah. Like SEO and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I've done this a long time. I mean, look, our website is number one. When you search for talk radio anywhere, we come up number one. How can you beat that? You know, I'm not
that's
saying
awesome.
LA Talk Radio, which is our name. Mm. I'm just saying talk radio. Put that in your browser, see what you get, you know?
Yeah.
So so I know a thing or two about SEO and stuff. But,
got it. Yeah.
But guys, you need to continue doing what you're doing, I think. You're amazing. Keep putting yourself out there, you know.
Thank you.
So people will know about you and everything. That's the point. And do whatever you have to. Are you guys planning to perform like places other than LA if the situation comes up or what?
Yeah,
hopefully.
Are you gonna market?
Would love tour,
yeah, I mean, are you marketing yourself to play in other places? Yeah. I guess it's much simpler to start here, though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you already live here, you don't have to travel.
And everyone's here, like the industry's here, too.
Yeah.
That's the good thing.
Right.
It's very densely populated.
Right.
I would do like, if you, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but I found myself, I did like, I made up an industry night, and all I called it was industry night, and all that meant was that I put those words in and tried to get industry to come, but I got a manager from it. So there you go.
Oh, so that's a great
amazing.
Idea.
So if actually, you put the words literally in quote industry night,
wow.
And then it forces like any agent people would come and you give them comp tickets or whatever. But I literally just used up the words industry night.
That's actually smart.
Secret little go. Exactly. Yeah. Hashtag it. You're good.
Yeah. We should do that.
Adriana and Annalisa, the group is Afters. AFTRS. You guys can look them up on SoundCloud, like I said, Facebook, Instagram, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're there. Give them your support and everything. I think you guys can really go far with this. It's music industry is not easy, obviously, and you know that. But you do what you have to do, you know, and that's the thing. You know, if you're a musician, you can't go and fix the plumbing, you know. You don't become a plumber.
So no, unless you're a very sad plumber.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And a singing plumber.
Or a singing plumber, which could be a happy plumber.
Exactly. I'm the musicalplumber.com, right?
Yeah, that's actually
good.
There you
go. It might be a good one. Who knows? Very cool. So promote your thing. This is tonight.
Yeah.
Where again?
It's going to be at the Republic of Pi at 7 p.m.
And where is the Republic
It's right
of
down the street here on Magnolia. Yeah. It has some of the best coffee and it's cool seating. And I always feel really cool when I'm there. And it's got a good vibe. It's got a very artistic vibe. Everyone's writing a screenplay or speaking French or something. So it's got cool chairs and couches. It's like, I feel like I'm on set.
Yeah.
And like
the pie.
Yeah.
And the pie is amazing.
And the pie is amazing. Yeah. And it's free. So everyone should go.
But the best one to go to is the Hotel Cafe. On the 29th
at
11 p.m. and then the Mint on the 2nd.
The Mint.
Those will be really fun because it'll be the full band and we're going to be doing like trading solos and on our electric guitar.
That's awesome. So how many people in the band?
We have four, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Four in addition to you?
No.
Just two.
Oh, two.
Yeah, a drummer,
do you want to give him a
player.
Shout out or anything?
Shout
go ahead. Give him some credit.
Shout out to Hassan on the bass.
Yes.
H Groove.
His artist name's H Groove.
Yes, H Groove.
Yeah, and then there's Danny Austin Manning. He's the most spectacular drummer you'll ever meet in LA.
It's amazing.
All right.
Wow, sounds good. Well, we're honored to have you, definitely. Thank you so much for joining us. Much success with the music.
Thank you for
having me. So are you guys writing more now? Do you write the songs together?
No, we don't write them together. We write them
separately,
actually. Yeah.
That's cool. So each one brings her own
style.
It's like we were talking about Elton John, Bernie Taupin.
Yeah, right? I know. And by the way, I started reading the book and stuff.
Okay.
And what you described about them not seeing each other and stuff, that was just in the beginning. And they were put together by this producer.
Right.
But Elton John says he's like, and this is just in the early part of the book, just the introduction. He says he's like the brother he never had.
Oh, I read that they were not close.
Yeah. No.
I'll research.
They're very close.
I'll research.
But I'm doing the research for you. You'll have to be patient because
I don't know. I heard they were
close.
I gotta research.
Yeah. Maybe later they did or something.
Yeah, because they don't talk. Like, they're not close
now. But at a certain point, they were very close.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, they resided together. How could they not be?
Yeah, I've heard they're not close.
Well, okay, not anymore.
Yeah, I got to find out that story.
All right. Well, it was funny. I heard Alec Baldwin on Howard Stern this week. And he's like, Trump's got to go.
Yeah.
So he's asking him, how do you think he's going to go? And he says, impeachment. Says, however, he says what I think everybody has said, and that is, how can we, such a great nation, out of 350 million people, this is the best we could come up with.
That's what I ask Trump voters. That's what I ask every day.
Well, but, the thing is where he got there in the first place. terrible.
Yeah.
All right.
Everybody, let's end on that high note.
Exactly. Everybody have a great weekend. Thanks, ladies, again for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Much
thank
success you to you. We're really happy and hopeful
big fans.
For you.
Thank you so
thanks,
much.
Thanks, Tori.
I mean, anytime.
See you tomorrow. Monday, I mean.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.